Diane, you have a question on Scientology. Go ahead, Diane.
Yes, I heard that John Travolta had dropped out of Scientology. I'm not sure if that's a fact or not. That's my question. I also have a comment in that I read an article in Time magazine 10-plus years ago that basically stated that anybody that went up against Scientology saying that they were a fraud or whatever were sued by their lawyers and exhausted of all financial means by the time...
Michael, were you sued?
I haven't been yet.
And you have sued them. Were you successful?
I haven't been successful in suing them yet. They have tried to extort a contract from me in exchange for some of my money back.
Okay, now, what about Travolta? Has he dropped out?
To my knowledge, he's still a member. However, in the, I believe, the 80s, he was expressing dissatisfaction with the management, which was David Miscavige, et cetera, at that time. And a person by the name of Dan Garvin testifies now that he's out of Scientology, that he was part of a project to go through John Travolta's private confessional folders and pull out all the juicy bad things that would destroy his career, destroy his reputation. And they basically held those over his head to keep him going in Scientology.
Okay, I want to take another comment real quick here. Kathy, you have a comment. Go ahead, Kathy.
Hi, I am a teacher, and I was just wondering, what do they do with children who I have seen in the classroom? There are children that benefit from taking ADHD medication. And it's not strictly the medication. They have cooperation of their families. There's a lot that goes into it. But these children are very different when they're on medication as opposed when they're not taking their medication. So I just wonder, what do they do with families who have children that do truly have a need and need this ADHD medication? Do they educate their own?
Yeah, what do they do, Michael, when you come into the organization and you've needed these drugs?
Well, number one, they won't let you be a part of the organization if you're on those drugs. They won't allow you to do any services if you're on those drugs. If a Scientology family has a child who's been diagnosed with something like ADHD and the diagnosis indicates they should be put on a drug, Scientology will completely disallow it. The parents will pull that person out of a school and send them to a Scientology-based school. They'll try and give the kid vitamins and minerals and those kinds of things, which are all good things to do, but absolutely, in some cases, medical science is a science, and certainly it's a moving target.
I'd like to know this. What is their goal? I mean, what is their goal? I have a minute left. I mean, do they want to take over the world? What's the goal? I mean,
the goal of Scientology
peace
is to make
and harmony, or what?
The goal of Scientology is to have everyone in the world be a Scientologist.
How would that harm? I'm not advocating this, but how would that harm anybody?
Well, it's a mind control, thought stopping,
okay, so
totalitarian regime.
So, in other words, they would tell you how to think, what to think, when to think, and all of that. When to jump? Okay.
They want to replace all the justice system, all the political systems with Scientology.
Listen, Michael, I hate to cut you off. I am so running out of time. I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. I want to go back to Michael and let him give out his website. He was the ex-Scientologist of 27 years who calls it a fraud, and we were talking to him earlier, previous hour. Michael Tilsey, thank you for being here. Michael, what is your website if people want more information on your perspective?
The two websites that I would recommend are Xenu.net, that's X-E-N-U.net, and Lermanet.com, which is L-E-R-M-A-N-E-T.
Now, what's LermaNet? I know what the Xenu is. That's a reference to that monster that he references of millennia ago. But what is Lerma?
LermaNet is the website of Arnie Lerma, and he was a Scientologist for 10 years. He actually worked with Hubbard, and he has posted a lot of information and documentation as to the nature of Scientology and its fraudulent nature and the things that it's done.
All right.
For myself, I would recommend that people, if they want to read something from me, I wrote two essays. One is How to Talk to a Scientologist. That can actually be found on Xenu.net. And there's another one called Dear Scientologist, and that can also be found somewhere on Xenu.net, but it's also on LermaNet. And those
I
wrote...
Do you think that the actual science of Dianetics, if you applied it, can hurt you?
Yes, I actually do think it can.
Okay, so it's more than just that it was a fraudulent organization. You feel it's founded on a pseudoscience, as they accuse psychiatry of being.
Well, here's the thing. Dianetics and Scientology says that if you do their program, you will wind up being with a marvelous memory, a marvelous body, a marvelous life.
Almost a perfect, perfect thinker.
Exactly. Yet Hubbard, who was the Scientologist, you know, he was the guy who invented it and did it all. He died hunted by the law under an assumed name in a far-off county away from his family, died of a stroke with a psychiatric drug Visceral in his body. And if that that conflict is that if Scientology worked, Hubbard wouldn't have died that way.
Now, did it help you or did it hurt you?
I think it hurt me severely. I feel like a large part of my life was wasted and a lot of my money. I gave them over $200,000.
Well, Michael, thank you very much. The websites he would refer you to, xenu.net, X-E-N-U.net, or Lerma, L-E-R-M-A.net.